I've never seen the like of it on my morning walk with Louis, my English setter. Yeah, we were walking along, and the poor guy has a cruciate injury, so he's on the lead. And I hear this sound around the corner, some man shouting. We turn the corner, and in front of us is a schnauzer, a very nice little dog, who's looking in our direction. And this man is shouting at the dog, and he comes close to the dog, and it becomes clear very quickly that he's angry with the dog because the dog didn't come when he was called. So what he does is he starts hitting the dog quite firmly on the nose. Schnauzers have slightly longer noses than a lot of dogs. And he starts yelling at the dog, "Bold." And that's about all he yells, "Bold." And he hits the dog, well, continuously until he decides that's enough and he walks off in front, going in the same direction as we're going. And I thought, he hasn't a clue how to get his dog to do what he wants. And he thinks that hitting the dog is going to work. I was gobsmacked. I thought, I suppose, that the idea that the best way to train your dog was to beat it every time it doesn't do what you want, I thought that method had gone out. That the stick didn't work, I'm thinking of sticks and carrots now, and that the way to get a dog to do what you want was to reward the dog for doing what you want and to put the effort in when training the dog to do what you want, a bit by bit, by rewarding the dog every time the dog did what you wanted. Of course, that would require a bit of effort and a bit of patience on behalf of the owner, but it's a tried and tested method. I mean, he really should, if he's got a problem, he should take up having a whistle. And every time the dog came, he'd reward the dog, and eventually the dog would associate the whistle with rewards and will come immediately, more or less. I mean, it's not perfect. But it was kind of dog cruelty. And I thought, right, will I go up to him and say, look, give me a minute and I'll tell you the right way to train a dog. And since I'm not a dog trainer, and since I'm not somebody who would seriously think of interfering with other people's behaviour, unless it was a matter of life and death, I haven't been tested, by the way, in that respect. Yeah, I'd say that's a bad experience on Monday morning, but it certainly has benefits because it's reminded me that in my naivety, I sort of assumed something which clearly hasn't, exists, doesn't exist or whatever. Yes, I made an assumption and, so I'm now more grounded by realizing that there may well be quite a lot of people who think that beating a dog up is a good way to train him or her. Okay, part two. It's now after 11 o'clock in the morning, and I've just come out from seeing the psychiatric service. And I've been very well since the last time I saw them. And I need to go back in 6 months' time. And this is very good, because I feel as if, I feel as if I'm in the care of the psychiatric service, even though it isn't what, to see somebody every 6 months to check up on how I'm doing would hardly be regarded as by most people as being in the care of. But I'm pleased that I haven't been discharged, if you like. So there we are. And while I was in there, my appointment was for 10:30. And it's, so I was really only in there for half an hour. And while that was happening, Louis was in the car. And of course, as usual, or I say as usual, he probably barked his way either for half an hour or for 15 minutes, but nothing less than 15 minutes. So there, now it's time to drive home.